Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here on a Tuesday, November the 26th, our last show before Thanksgiving. Not that that means anything to...
Especially to Thomas.
Facts.
Yeah, are you rolling solo?
No, he's a very anti-Thanksgiving guy.
Are you? Facts. Really? That's right. We did last the show year, last year. Yeah.
It's. I'll say it again. Thanksgiving is the trash holiday.
That's right, yeah.
Thanksgiving's a trash holiday?
Thanksgiving is the Jose Mourinho of holidays? Is that what you're saying?
It might have been. That might have been the title. I'm not positive. It probably was some form of the title.
But there was a time where you could say Thanksgiving is the New York Jets of holidays, but our Jets have won three straight. Yeah, we've been winning. The Browns have won a couple games in a row, too.
I greatly look forward to the Jets losing to the Bengals this week.
Hey, listen, if they could lose to the Dolphins, they could lose to anybody.
One of two things is going to happen with that team. They either run the table, including beating the Ravens in a few weeks, and go 8-7 into week 17 with a simple win in their in situation and lose to Buffalo, or they lose this week to Cincinnati. One of those two things is happening.
Book it. I like it. I'm not TV as far as Thanksgiving goes. I'm not like, it's not my favorite holiday. And people always ask like if I'm gonna fly home for Thanksgiving. Like I wouldn't fly home for Thanksgiving, but
yeah, probably. I mean, I obviously flew home this past week instead because of a wedding. But honestly, if I didn't have the wedding, I don't think I'd be going back for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
actually. I take that back. I might have gone back for the sole purpose of going skiing in Tahoe.
I also don't. I had a discussion with a friend of mine about they were referring to it as a Friendsgiving they had last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm just not calling it that. Like, my Thanksgiving will be with friends, but I'm not gonna go to the societal norm of calling it a Friendsgiving.
Well, no, Friendsgiving it's not on the actual Thanksgiving. That's it's a different holiday thing. Okay. So it's like a Thanksgiving for just friends because Thanksgiving is traditionally a family thing.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's a fair explanation.
My old roommates do a huge one every year. Like, there's a cover charge because they're like...
Oh, my.
They're wow. like, yeah, but it's not like
the hell's in that turkey.
Yeah, it's not like they're trying to make money, but they...
Well, they got to pay for...
Yeah, exactly. To pay for everything, they ask everybody to chip in like $30. And it's like a production. There's people there.
Another drinks year guy. For me, my kid's with his mom, so it's just it's me and my mom for Thanksgiving. So I think...
Mama Chapman.
Or are you just going to go out and get food?
We're going to go out and get food. I mean, there's no
point. My parents do that now.
Yeah, there's no point to cook for two people. Like,
last year
I had my son and my friend came over with her son, and you know there were five people, so I deep fried the turkey. It's a little bit different when you have a group of people, and
that's being discussed for this year. Deep frying the turkey.
It's
nice on the one hand because
it's quicker.
It's quicker and it tastes slightly better. More convenient. The significant drawback, of course, being your house burns down.
Yeah, that's fair. It won't be at my house, so that's fine.
Well, oh, then you're set.
Yeah, that's fine. So. Yeah, I'll just get to reap the benefits, but I have no risk involved.
But turkey's a trash bird. And I've long been an advocate. I think one Thanksgiving I finally got my way, and we did a Chinese food takeout Thanksgiving, and it was the best Thanksgiving ever.
Really? I've mentioned before the...
It was only the four of us, and I was like, look, Mom, don't cook. Like, let's just go get takeout. Let's do it, finally, after all these years. And she was like, you know what? I'm on board for the not cooking.
My parents kind of went, my mom especially went with the, I think for a while it was more ceremony for a lot of the holidays. And then now she's just like, do you guys care? We're like, no. She's like, okay, I don't care either. So I don't mind it.
Yeah, well.
I don't mind an abnormal.
When we lived in New Jersey, because like Thanksgiving and Christmas, especially Christmas, but Thanksgiving to a slightly lesser degree, were my grandmother's Olympics.
Oh,
like that was
that was big time.
Yeah, she got up for that game. Like it was it was a production on a whole nother level.
Yeah, and we also stopped having big ones, I think is it. Like we didn't have our extended family. It was literally just like my family, and it was like, yeah, who cares?
See, it would just be like the seven of us because it would be the core four, like my mom, dad, sister, and me.
Yeah.
Then my grandparents and my uncle.
Gotcha.
So it'd be the seven of us, which is a decent size.
Yeah, that's a good number.
But Christmas,
big time.
Christmas was her Super Bowl. Like, undoubtedly, that was everybody.
She's like Eli Manning.
No, she was the Tom Brady.
Oh, she's Tom Brady. Okay. Yeah. Except, I was gonna say it sounded like
honestly,
she played up to the Super Bowl.
Honestly, it might even be more so. More so than that, like we're talking Joe Montana mixed with Tom Brady.
Mixed with Otto Graham.
There was no losing That's fair. She would have 8 rings, not 6.
That's fair. I like it.
Yeah, see, Christmas was always bigger for my family, too, because we would always do... Well, it was funny. Thanksgiving, my mom's family came from Italy, mom and dad. So Thanksgiving to them somehow became an Italian holiday because my grandmother would say Christopher Columbus was Italian and he discovered America wrongly. She's dead, so I can get away with saying that.
Yeah.
But we would always do fish.
Okay.
And pasta, like baked ziti or lasagna. And, of course, we'd have some turkey, too. But
I'm a fan. I mean,
those were always huge. But then when my grandmother died, it was like, my old man, or my grandfather, I should say. So, yeah, we then moved on to Christmas where everybody in the Chapman family would get together. Not on Christmas Day, but we would have a huge family get together like a week before. And sometimes we'd have to go to Pennsylvania for it or North Jersey.
So, speaking of Christmas... We got holiday beverages here.
Yes,
we do.
These are holiday beverages. Yeah. So first off, let me talk about the timing before we crack these bad boys open. So last week we recorded on a Monday, and on that Monday I tried to get cinnamon coke, which is what we're partaking in here, and it wasn't available. Also, the next day I found the cinnamon coke and Jose Mourinho. Or Pochettino was fired from Spurs, and Jose Mourinho got fired.
Oh, yeah,
the timing last week was horrendous.
And that all falls entirely on one person, and one person in particular, and his name is Chris Magnum Chapman.
No question about it.
Well, listen, I have...
We were all ready to do a Tuesday show, and Chris was like, no, we can't.
I have other priorities that I unfortunately have to...
I will disclaimer this and say that I've had this already.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty solid, but I won't offer any...
I'm very excited to try this. All right, let's go.
Yeah, get you some. I'll let you guys do like the official taste because I've already done it. But I'll partake as well. Thoughts? Initial thoughts?
Oh! I taste the. First, I was like, I don't taste the cinnamon. Yeah. Then it's there in the aftertaste. I'm a fan.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
I would buy this.
Yeah, I'm not a big Coca-Cola guy, and I think it was the right amount of cinnamon because it is just right in that aftertaste, and not overwhelming.
Yeah.
Right in that aftertaste, like, oh, okay, there's the cinnamon.
Like, it's really a cinnamon-flavored Coca-Cola. It's not cinnamon Coca-Cola.
Exactly. No, it's good.
There's
like
a difference, yeah.
It's pretty tasty stuff. But
we actually have another beverage debut coming up this week.
What's that?
VSiN is debuting their own beer called the Bookmaker's Blonde Ale.
Okay.
I've had it. It goes on sale in a couple weeks. You'll be able to get it on tap at some casinos around town.
Oh, nice.
Like the D, Circa, Westgate.
South Point, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're going to sell it at the South Point. That would be classic, by the way, if they did it
at the South Point.
Yeah. Yeah.
The deli at the South Point is phenomenal.
Delmar Deli. Yeah, that is my go-to.
French dip.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They got quality wings.
I've never had the wings there.
Neither have I, but everybody says they rave and about they the smell wings. Good.
Yeah, I've had the French dip and then maybe another sandwich, like a cheesesteak or something.
But I got to have it the other day. We have a giant kegerator in the studio right now. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
But it's a quality beer. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I've always wondered when people get like signature beers like named after themselves. I know sometimes they like participate in the making of it. They taste it. What if it ends up just being terrible though?
Well, that's always my thought
too. If they stick your name on something, you're like, this is just awful. I'd be nervous. I'd be nervous about that. What would you want to be named after you? If you could pick any food or beverage, what would it be?
I would like to have like a legend.
Chris would have a Taylor ham sandwich named after him.
Oh, that's a good one.
No. I would want like a cocktail. Like one that has
a fancy one?
Yeah, one that has longevity, right? Like Cosmopolitan or
you want it to be what would it be called? The Chris Magnum Chapman?
It would be called the Magnum.
Yeah, the Magnum, I think.
The Magnum Dom.
Or the Chapman. It could be the Chapman.
Yeah, I was going to say Magnum, I feel like, is a common term. I feel like it need to be Magnum Chapman or the Chapman.
Yeah, because there's, like, chocolate bars named Magnum and, you know, other things. But, yeah, I would think that...
You want to be a cocktail? What about you, TV?
I actually came close back in California. I came close to having a Jersey Mike's sub named after me at our particular Jersey Mike's.
Nice.
Because what I would do is, like, I love their... Buffalo chicken sandwich. But the thing is, the one that they do, like, my normal order is a 44, which is awesome because Syracuse, that's 44 is the big number there, so that just works.
Shout out to Ernie Davis.
Shout out. And shout out to Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And Floyd Little.
Yeah.
We had a really good run of running backs one time.
No doubt. And DeLon
Carter. But the problem is, their standard 44 is buffalo chicken, blue cheese, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not a fan. Not only am I not a fan of lettuce and tomato, because we're not trying to be healthy when we go to Jersey Mike's.
No.
But my problem with it is it's cold.
Spicy and hot chicken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like that mix at all.
I agree.
So what I would do is I'd get it without the lettuce or tomato and add bacon.
Okay.
And I was such a frequent customer that eventually they thought about going for it. It's the Jersey Tom.
I think if I could have something named after me, it would be some type of pudding. I'm a big pudding guy.
Like Yorkshire pudding?
I don't know what that is.
It's like an English.
Is it like baked on the top?
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of like.
English food is not good.
What I can.
Most of it's not.
Shout out to Shepherd's Pie. Is that English?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very major English. Shout out to Shepherd's Pie.
I am not eating like eel pie.
I had a Shepherd's Pie when we went to watch the Champions League final.
Champions League final won, of course, by the good guys.
Not anymore.
Mm. Why is that?
Because you know who they played that day.
Yeah, they played Spurs.
Now coached by the good guy. But the
did you see him today?
His
celebration. Did you see what he said after the game?
No. What did he say?
when he commented on it in typical Jose Mourinho fashion, he goes, "Yeah, I was a ball boy when I was a kid. I was a really amazing one."
That doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't shock me at all that he would say that.
Shout out heads up play by that ball boy, though. Yeah, he got that ball out quick, and that's why they scored.
That's like when Liverpool beat Barcelona. The ball boy got the ball really quick to Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he was able to...
That's important to know as a fan as well, not just as a ball boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've seen that go opposite directions. There's been a team that's been losing, and the fan, like... takes their time. They're like, dude, like throw the ball, and then the other one's just like,
yeah, don't be.
Maybe
the guy.
You know, stretch your shoulders out a little bit. You want to tear a rotator cuff, throw it back.
Remember,
of course.
Remember when it was that night in the other game. I don't remember who Panama was playing, but they're coming down.
Mexico.
They didn't play Mexico that night.
Playing,
they were playing another island nation. I think they might have been playing Costa Rica. I know not an island, but they were playing a different CONCACAF nation. And the ball goes out of bounds, and the guy like almost is there to pick it up. He doesn't need the ball boy, and it wasn't Panama's ball. And remember, they had the lead, and they were just trying to hold on to it. And you saw the ball boy come flying and just punt that ball away.
You know what always annoyed me though, like on throw-ins.
Yeah.
You see where the ball goes out of bounds,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter like what team it is. The guy will walk like 15 feet forward from where.
Oh, you gotta love that!
Like I know I get the gamesmanship, but it's one of those things that annoys me. And even if it's my team, I'm like, just throw the ball in.
Drew had so many illegal throws in the brief time we played go-ahead soccer. He kept getting whistled for illegal throws, and
he walking forward? Or?
No, he was doing where he would not. He would stop, or he was messing up everything, or he wouldn't go all the way over his head. And then I was thinking, I was like, dude, like just throw the ball incorrectly. And I was also like, why do we keep letting him do the throw?
Yeah.
You know what else makes me laugh too? Again, on the throw-in, like a couple weeks ago, we saw a guy in the Bundesliga 2 get carded for stopping a ball as it was going out of bounds while he was warming up.
Yeah.
But when guys take they step out of bounds, they toss it underhand to a guy who's still in play.
Yeah.
Technically,
that is an illegal throw.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they never enforce that one. So, speaking of enforcing, I know you two are very, very, very disappointed with the fact that Liverpool won again.
Yeah.
They beat Crystal Palace by a score of 2-1. Controversy? Guys' mind?
Everyone's mind.
Well,
you are very much. I don't want to hear it, Chris. You're in the minority. You're in the vast minority on this one.
Well, it's because there's so many people who hate Liverpool that's why they're in the vast. I'm in the vast minority.
And just a friendly reminder: everybody hates Liverpool because you guys are the worst. You're not the good guys.
Liverpool. There's a direct
correlation.
I don't know why. What's unlikable about this team?
Jurgen Klopp.
Why is he unlikable?
I don't like him at all.
Well, you're an idiot. So I think you're an Everton.
But the number one thing that people don't like about them is you're the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Your fan base is insufferable.
No one likes
hearing the Dallas Cowboys. We them boys. Anytime the Cowboys win, people are like, all right, the fans go every time the Cowboys win, the fans go, oh crap, now we're gonna have to deal with Dallas Cowboys fans hyping up the team.
Let me ask you this.
It's the same thing with Liverpool fans.
Since the mid-90s, what have the Cowboys won?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And until last year, you guys had nothing to. In that same time span, you had nothing.
They won the Champions League in 2005 and the greatest comeback ever in the history of the Champions League when they were down 3-0 at the half, came back and beat a loaded AC Milan team in Istanbul. They've won multiple FA Cups since then.
Yeah, I would have left the FA Cup.
Well,
your case is pretty slim.
Considering Everton have...
This is where it goes. It's never about Liverpool. It's about how everybody else sucks.
No, that's
the problem. It's never about Liverpool. It's always about everybody else.
You guys said they were the better team, and that's why they won the title because they beat Liverpool in the game that mattered.
True.
Therefore, they deserve the championship. I'm not going to trash City.
You trash City all the time.
But last year when they won the title, look, they needed to win 14 straight games to win the title. All credit to them.
True.
And I said it the next day, the next time we did the podcast. Credit to them. They absolutely earned it.
Your fan base is still. We literally did a poll on this.
Yeah.
Well, who's the most insufferable fan base in the Premier League?
You retweeted it to a bunch of Everton fans, and of course,
I do think it's probably a majority overall. I don't think it's a select group that doesn't like Liverpool fans.
Yeah. But I think it's unquestionable.
I also don't think a lot of the controversy referring to the call was not fans. A lot of it was media, and the media is not all anti-Liverpool.
No, they're not. However, there are multiple things in play here.
Okay.
For starters, everyone's talking about the foul.
Yeah.
That it was James Tompkins who scored the goal, but there was a foul on the goal.
Yeah.
Where Dejan Lovren was pushed, attempting to jump up and play the ball.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about the fact that Zaha dove to get the free kick.
But then if you want to play that game, you can go back to a lot of different things.
But there never should have been a free kick awarded to begin with.
We talked about, Thomas actually brought up last year, Newcastle-Liverpool. At the end of the match, Shaqiri dives. They get the free kick, and Origi scores on the free kick.
But
in that one, you claimed that it wasn't a dive when it was blatantly.
But with this, even if you take out that irrelevant part of this,
it's not irrelevant
on the play that's in question. First off, it's absolutely in question. So the fact that you acted like, obviously it's a foul. How could anybody see it differently? It was obviously in question.
Well, here's where both of you you can bring up who disagrees with me.
Yeah, apparently you say you have a Trump card. I have a guess on what it is, but
what's the guess?
Assuming it's going to be Rojachin.
Absolutely. You know what? I even have his words.
And I don't think this was a mistake from VAR today either. There was a foul at the near post.
Neither was
Jordan did, unfortunately. Push Lovren and the VAR picked it up and disallowed the goal. So in my opinion, both goals.
I saw the quote though.
Yeah. So when the manager from Crystal Palace says it's a foul,
okay,
and it was the right call.
So one person did. What did James Tompkins think?
I don't care what James Tompkins think. He's a player. Of course, he's going to say it wasn't a foul. Hodgson had every opportunity to say he didn't agree with the call.
So one person agreeing with
it. But he's the manager of Crystal Palace. Why?
Right. So he agrees with it. So it's done and dusted at that point.
He of all people would have the biggest gripe of all.
Sure.
He could lose his job.
Yeah.
Palace might be relegated. He has every right to say that it wasn't a foul, and he didn't. He said it was a foul.
I don't think that's an ace in the hole that ends the entire argument.
It absolutely ends the argument.
No, it doesn't at all.
Because, not even close.
Because you two don't agree with him. Doesn't matter.
A lot of people didn't agree with him. Yeah. It's not just Tom. It's not a conspiracy theory.
With us,
this is a valid point.
Well, if that's the way you want to play it, you're still outvoted 2-1.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not because Hodgson, the manager.
I haven't heard him on the podcast.
The podcast.
He just was on.
We couldn't even hear him, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Well,
the people who listen can hear it.
So there are a couple things that are absolute that are definite about that play. Lovren absolutely gets pushed. I won't contest that.
Which prevented him from jumping up and playing the ball.
First off, that is absolutely not a fact. that Lovren was going to get to that ball at all.
No, no, there's not. But the problem is you cannot impede the guy attempting to get up.
Show me right now. I dare you to YouTube free kicks. Show me one where there's not pushing in the box.
That doesn't mean that they're not fouls, though.
So then if there's a whistle on every one of them, you're not going to have any gripes. You're going
to
say,
it's up to the referee.
It wasn't on the person. It wasn't on the keeper. It wasn't on the person shooting the ball that he pushed somebody else.
It was clear enough for VAR to overrule it.
It was.
Now you're relying on the judgment of VAR in England, which has proven thus far this year to be about as reliable as Elizabeth Warren's ancestry records.
Did you see the thing that was done? I guess there's a paper in England that is keeping track of all the VAR decisions.
Oh boy.
And how they impacted teams. Liverpool would have one less point. City would have one extra point. That's all that matters right now in the top four.
I'm not sure of the relevance of that, but
The relevance, because I see all these people crying that, first of all,
not every BS call that you guys get, of which they are plentiful, goes to VAR. And even the ones that do, again, England is tanking VAR this season so they can get rid of it. It is going terribly in England.
You were the guy last year on this podcast, and I'm sure we can pull it up and find it, who said...
I'm sure we can at this point because the episodes keep mysteriously deleting.
You were the guy who said, I can't wait for VAR because now Liverpool is going to not win the league. Now with VAR, they're up by 8 points on the second place team. And now VAR is bad?
And in fairness, I meant to mention this before the discussion. I don't think it impacted the outcome of the match. I think Liverpool would have won that either way.
I don't know. It's debatable.
But people that are like, oh, the Liverpool only won because of that call, that's not true. There was a lot to play after that.
I appreciate the honesty.
But it was a bad call. There's pushing on every single free kick ever in the box.
Had the BS call not come there, don't worry, it would have come in.
And let's also be fair. Dejan Lovren is a pretty large center back, and somehow he surely took a tumble there on a push from an attacker. The poor guy, you know, went flying. It's a miracle he stayed in the match. Yeah, it was a Dejan dive.
Well, you know, the thing is...
He was taking lessons from Salah.
I can't say for sure that they would have won the match, because Selhurst
Park... No, of course you can't say for sure, but...
Because Liverpool has traditionally played poorly at Selhurst Park. Zaha scored a fantastic goal later in the match.
Yeah.
And then they went to sleep. Palace went to sleep after they scored that goal. They felt like you would think, having known what Liverpool has done this season and how many games they've won in, like, the last 10, 12 minutes of a match...
Yeah.
That teams would absolutely park.
They'd be on heightened alert.
Like, there would be one guy forward of the center line, and everybody else would be behind it. But, you know, that's not the case. And
Lovren without dreads, by the way.
No, Origi. Yeah. I'm not a fan. I like him
with
dreads.
Not a fan of Lovren either. But, well. Yeah. Origi. Yeah. No dreads. No good.
So, I know how angry Thomas is because Liverpool keeps winning and Everton keeps losing. But... It's understandable.
Yeah,
we're going to get David Moyes back. Everything's going to be fine then.
This was classic. So Chris and I, before the show, were looking at...
Well, how it started.
Yeah.
Because in 2013-2014, Liverpool lost the league to City by 2 points. That was the year that Gerrard slipped and they lost to Chelsea 2-0. The following week, they were up by 3 goals against the aforementioned Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
In the 79th minute and drew with Palace. Those 2 points ended up mattering, although City would have won based on goal differential. But in the match they lost to City 2-1, Raheem Sterling was onside by about 10 feet.
It was one of the more egregious missed calls I've seen. It was real bad. Shout out to Raheem Sterling.
That non-goal ended up costing Liverpool the title. Because had that counted, Liverpool draws with City. They have one extra point. City has one less. And then, well, you know how all that works. But.
And so that season, we end up looking at the table to calculate where, you know, the points were and see where the table was. And Manchester United that season finished outside the top six. they finished seventh, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's unbelievable.
They did not get a European qualifying or Europa Cup playoff spot because
Hull City.
Hull City, who finished like 16th in the league,
won the FA Cup. But so we were like, oh my gosh, who was managing United?
Chris was like, there's no way it was Fergie. And
Chris was like, I was like, was it Van Gaal? David Moyes. I was like, oh no.
Oh my god.
Yeah, linked with Everton. That'd be excellent.
He's going back to Everton. It's gonna happen.
So do you think they're gonna fire the manager?
Oh, for sure. I'm amazed he didn't get fired on Monday.
Could it
after losing to Norwich?
I will tell you this.
Newcastle lost 2-0 to Aston Villa on Monday.
That was bad.
They play Liverpool in a couple of weeks.
Oh no.
I'm going to look up the date.
If David Moyes comes back and wins that match, he's a damn hero and deserves a statue.
It's true. Well,
that's kind of my fear because they play on December 4th. It's a Wednesday. So
weird.
It's the week, the game after this weekend.
Okay. So
week. If they fire, what's his name, Silva? Marco Silva?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they fire him at the end of the weekend and bring Moyes in, I will be terrified of that game.
I would be down. That would be the greatest Everton win of all time.
Because it seems it's almost like they could end up like we see it all the time, right?
Rallying around.
Well, look at the way David Moyes. Look at the way Spurs have played since they fired Pochettino.
That's because they brought in the greatest manager of all time. Yeah, so.
They almost lost today until they were like, you know what? Oh, we got to start playing.
And they were losing 2-0 to Olympiacos at home. And ended up winning what 4-2?
4-2, yep. Yeah.
Harry Kane with a fantastic goal for Spurs, but yeah.
I made a couple bucks on Bayern. That was a cakewalk. In doubt.
How good is Robert Lewandowski?
Yeah,
I have an interesting question.
He scored four and had another one disallowed.
So there was a tweet my boy Tossin on Twitter asked or proposed. Karim Benzema might be the best striker of this decade, but Lewandowski is right damn there as well. But Benzema gets kind of a dark mark because of his extracurricular things, but
and his, you know, complete and utter lack of pace.
Yeah, also not the paciest guy, but
dude,
a goal scorer.
A 4:40.
Yeah, but a goal scorer nonetheless.
Yeah.
So looks like based on today's results, we kind of have an idea of who's getting through.
Also, best striker of the decade, Chris Wondolowski. That's just a fact.
Slander.
Ooh. PSG, Real Madrid. I think we both picked them, or all of us picked them, I mean.
If you had to go with an MLS striker of the decade, though,
he's Joseph Martinez.
Yeah. No.
No. You got to go with the guy who's the all-time goal scorer.
Yeah, and who's done it all 10 years, not just the last year.
Yeah, I'm with TV on that one.
Wando fan.
I like you more.
You're pretty much a San Jose fan.
You know what? I could be converted.
Did you guys see that? San Jose's being linked with a pretty big move for the Chivas striker.
Pulido.
I don't have. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? The game that Mexico played here, he scored the goal.
He can play.
Yeah, he's good. Alan Pulido is that? Yeah.
It was he and Pilato, the Jets coach, Earthquakes coach.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good tight.
I think you know what I don't have an MLS team.
His nickname's Pilato.
Oh, I was like, I was like, wait a damn second.
The problem with me becoming a San Jose fan would be I'd have to root for Wondolowski.
Yeah.
And while I think he's a legend, and I appreciate everything he's done on the field in MLS, and I love the fact that he went and hung out with the ultras, I just don't know if I could root for that guy.
I feel like you should just
How can you not root for that guy?
I'll tell you what, I like his story. I like the fact that he was close to quitting the game, and he was basically a nobody in Houston because they didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
Because he was one of those. I'm just saying. I mean, I know you like the Houston
Dynamo. Pretty sure they won two MLS Cups while he was there,
they probably would have won more if they played him.
Yeah. Allegedly.
So, God, I have to go take a shower. Cause
yeah, you're pretty much
How can you not root for him? Like, he's an amazing human.
He's
a legendary striker.
Do we need to go down this road again?
I would also
you're treating him like what he you're treating him like that miss was the equivalent of the Sergio Ramos Mo Salah incident. How you're treating this.
It's not quite that bad.
I would say
Sergio Ramos is.
And by the way, there's still no guarantee that we win that game.
No.
But
you had a chance.
It's also it's probably a character flaw myself, but for the most part, I think when there's somebody that people really try to do the, how could you not love this guy? I, for the most part, don't like them. People try to do that with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
Here's the thing. I can understand. Like, I love Peyton Manning. I can understand why you don't like him.
Yeah, Steph Curry, same thing. Oh, Steph Curry, how could you not like him? I don't like him either.
But you're a Cleveland guy. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
I think a lot of people don't like Steph Curry.
I think you're right. I always hear people complaining about the mouthpiece thing.
Yeah, but I just...
Like, I see that in other sports all the time with guys. Who cares?
I think it's just the general, like, if somebody's like, how likable is this guy? I'm always like... Well, not really. Like, I feel like it's propaganda. You're trying to force me to like this guy.
I'm also like that. Yeah, like I never was a fan.
I get that. Like, LeBron James fans.
Nobody tries to force you to like LeBron. Nobody tries to force you to like LeBron.
When he first came into the league, there was a lot of that.
He was hyped. He wasn't like this guy.
He's actually very unlikable.
And I think people of the general public, a lot of them have disliked LeBron for years, but. Mm-hmm.
You don't issue in any goodwill for yourself when you nickname yourself the king.
Yeah, and then leave your team to go join someone else's team.
He came back. That's all that matters.
But the point was he left.
He came back.
I mean, my issue was more like he named himself the king and he had not won a ring yet.
Yeah, this
is when true. That happened. And, my and bigger he, issue now, of course, is with his new nickname, the chairman.
God, I hope the Lakers lose. I hope they don't win the NBA. It would be so great.
I don't think they're going to. I think the Clippers are going to load manage their way to a title.
I'm down for load management, by the way.
Yeah, do you see the NBA wants to start punishing teams for that? I'm like,
yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean, they've traditionally actually done that a little bit. Sometimes like when teams rested their stars, they get fines like, and things.
Now, granted, to this game, to soccer. You see teams do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
Look at what Liverpool did.
Here's the thing. I understand how it screws over fans because like you pay top dollar for tickets for to go see one the backups. Game. Like that sucks.
Yeah.
But
sorry,
I guarantee you that Raptors fans are just fine with load management last year with the end result.
Here's the thing. Like,
but also the NBA season is just about 40 games too long.
Yeah.
Generally, when you buy a ticket to a game, right? Like I remember when
I can tie it back into soccer after this.
When I was a kid. We had Jet season tickets growing up.
Same.
I picked the 49ers. They came to the Meadowlands because I wanted to see Joe Montana. It's like, hey, I get to see Joe Montana. He is the greatest quarterback. Up to that point, he was the greatest quarterback ever. He got hurt and didn't play.
Oh, hold up. We have some breaking news.
I was thinking Thomas just broke his hand on the thing.
Yeah. We have some I am excited because the soccer goose, Ben Gishorn,
tweeted at both the other
football podcast and myself.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Guys, we have an opportunity here. we have a big opportunity here. I think we need to pony up some cash because there is a certain club who is looking for a jersey sponsor.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you three guesses.
I'm guessing it's going to be Ford Madison.
It is not.
I'm guessing it's LV Lights FC.
It is not, probably.
$5.
You guys got one more.
Can I get a league for the final guess? Is it USL Championship?
No.
I'm going to go Everton as my final guess because their betting company is in trouble, right?
I don't get a league? Country?
No. USA.
Country of origin.
Okay. USA. That I can give you because I honestly don't know what league this is.
Give me...
It may be the NPSL. It's a team that has been much ballyhooed on this podcast.
Yes, the Brooklyn Italians!
Oh, nice. That's excellent. That is excellent. Yeah, that might be the move.
No wonder why they won't send you a jersey.
They need you to sponsor the jersey. Yes. Like, hey, you sponsor us, you get five jerseys.
The Brooklyn Italians.
That's excellent.
Great.
Yeah, I feel like that's a move for sure.
We'll have to figure out how much they want.
$10.
I think we have to talk.
Of course, we'd have to somehow get this sponsored so we could
sponsor them.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God!
We're gonna Ponzi scheme them. Yes.
We'll talk about that off the air.
What if somebody's jersey sponsor was a Ponzi scheme?
Oh my God. Well, I'm sure. Well, Herbalife.
Is that a Ponzi scheme?
Yes. Herbalife is a Ponzi scheme. Is it 100%?
Is that,
yeah, that is a thing.
Nice.
I was so focused on this, I didn't realize. Yeah. Another reason to hate the LA Galaxy.
Let me say this. Have you ever had, I had a buddy who will remain nameless. Have you ever had a buddy that got into like a Ponzi like pyramid scheme?
Oh yeah, I had a buddy who sold Cutco knives.
Oh,
I had a buddy.
Which,
that,
to be fair,
are good knives.
Yeah, and I still have the ice cream scoop that we bought from them.
I actually have Cutco knives at home.
Yeah, well, I had a buddy that got into something, and he was telling me about, anytime you send me like a lengthy text and there's like percentages fractions,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
nah. Yeah. He was like, well, hey, all you have to do is invest, you know, $4. I'm like, nah.
My neighbor back home is in the that snake oil business, the essential oils.
Oh,
nice. I have
it's snake oil.
Do you think? See, Amy uses the peppermint oil and she thinks that helps with headaches.
I like lavender.
It actually help though with anything?
I think it relaxes.
My aunt swears by essential oils. I could break your leg and she'd be like, all you need to use is tapioca pudding essential oil.
I don't believe that stuff, but I do believe that the smell of lavender does relax you.
We have a humidifier that allows for essential oils. There's a spot for it.
Oh, I've seen
those.
So
you put a little peppermint oil in there. It's a solid smell. I don't know if it helps anything.
I just invested in a Yankee candle.
Shout out the Yankee candle. Yeah. I tweeted recently.
Aromatherapy.
Shout out to Woodwick candles.
What's a Woodwick candle?
It's just a regular looking candle, but the wick is wood. Hmm. So when you burn it, it has the crackle like a wood fireplace.
Oh, man.
It's a pretty solid invention.
That's
invention.
A great sound.
Yeah, it is. I'm a big fan. Like, we didn't have fires often as a kid, but I was always down to fire up like the Duraflame. I was like, yeah.
Like my buddy up in Salt Lake, he has a fire pit. So, like, we go up there and it's still sometimes a little cool in the spring at night, and we'll throw some wood on the fire and just that sound.
Yeah,
we do that. Yeah. We do that candle, man.
That's awesome. You need the Woodwick candle. Shout out the Woodwick candle.
So back to the Champions League.
Sponsored by Woodwick candles.
Yes, we pretty much know who's through from the teams that played today. Bayern, Spurs got through. I was wrong. Red Star did not get through. They were crushed today.
City, Red Star.
City is through, but their group is still open because Atalanta got the W today.
I think that's who you and I battled with on the pick.
Do we have an official email, right?
Yeah.
What are you making business deals while we're doing the show here?
We can email the Brooklyn Italians for more information.
It's the Brooklyn Bridge.
We'll be writing an email.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I like the jersey or not because it looks like Chelsea's jersey when I glance at it.
Can you imagine our ugly mugs on that jersey?
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal.
It does look, but Puma, they have Puma as their. I like Puma jerseys too.
Yeah, no doubt. The best jerseys, I would argue. Yeah.
I have a Cameroon Puma jersey that's pretty awesome.
You can test. Puma jerseys are not.
I'm
not the
starting
best.
To think because I've got.
They're better than Joma or whatever that company
is. Are we saying the BLK Lights jerseys are not?
Yeah, I don't know. Are BLK, are they doing the new Lights jerseys? Do we know? Does anyone know?
Yeah, Lights. They may need to upgrade that to Puma. Look, if the Brooklyn Italians can get Puma, Lights can get.
Yeah, this is true. I wrote, by the way, I will say BGN.fm. I wrote an article this week on who they should bring back.
I will even give a shout out to BGN.
Shout out to BGN. Yeah. Shout out to Rough Thanks Garbs.
I will say probably the worst thing from the Lights, and I still have it. You remember the blue polos?
Yeah, I do.
Those things are the most uncomfortable.
They weren't dry fit.
Awful shirts. No, it was this weird, like quasi bulletproof material. I swear to God, that was made of Kevlar.
Yeah.
It was awful. And so the day that like one person wore their black Lights polo, which was dry fit,
nice.
The day one person wore one of those three games, I never went back. I said, I spilled something on it. It's got a permanent stain.
They're I can't imagine we can get you another one. Not dry fit in the summer here. That's unnecessary.
I still have that polo just because it. Yeah.
In case you're ever in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Put it on and look like Lloyd Banks.
Yeah. It reminds me of where I come from and where I need to go. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to finish these groups up. City is through, but their group.
Shakhtar,
Zagreb, and Atalanta. 2 points separate the three
Shakhtar
teams.
Shakhtar
is in second. However, they play Atalanta in their next match. City plays Zagreb. City is already through. They could lay down for Zagreb.
I'm not worried.
I don't think they will.
Shakhtar is not worried.
You know, they've had a bunch of injuries, so they may actually just play a bunch of...
Play Kyle Walker in goal. Just start him in goal. Like, hey.
But Atalanta, they've won and draw... A win and a draw in their last two, so they went from being completely out of it to all of a sudden having a chance now. And then the third group, Group D, I don't know what happened to Group A. Oh, Bayern and Tottenham are through, obviously. But Group D, still open as well. Madrid, Atletico, that is, and Bayer Leverkusen. 1 point separates them. Lokomotiv Moscow eliminated. They won their first match, and they have not won since, but Leverkusen's won their last two.
Mm.
Madrid, Atletico lost today to Juventus, who is through.
Best goal of the Champions League so far.
Was Juventus?
Yeah, Dybala. Which, before I let you continue with the tables, this will be brief. Think about this for a second. At the World Cup this year, Argentina could have had three attacking players of Messi.
Icardi,
and Dybala starting. and yet, Dybala played, I think, like 25 minutes total, and Icardi was banished from the team for slanderous rumors.
So we'll have a little more or some answers tomorrow to Liverpool, Napoli. That's a big one.
The total in that game is only at 3. I was thinking
it's at Anfield.
Bet the over.
Really? Well, I was thinking about playing the under. No, really?
I saw that who was it from Napoli didn't even make the trip?
Maradona.
Yeah, right. The cocaine made it, but he didn't. Someone big from Napoli didn't make the trip. I don't remember, but it could be interesting because Red Bull still alive, Salzburg. If they can win along with a Liverpool win, they will only be 1 point behind Napoli, and those two teams play, I think, on the last day. Actually, Red Bull plays Genk, but they also play Liverpool on the last day. So with 1 point, Liverpool's through. I'm not sweating that too much because they also play, like I said, Red Bull in their last game. Barcelona, Dortmund, both teams could get through, which surprises me because I thought Inter Milan was going to get through, but with a point.
You loan out Icardi.
Or with a
seal your fate.
With 3 points, Dortmund would be through, and that group is it's still a little interesting. The crappy group, the Leipzig, Lyon, Zenit, and Benfica. I think Benfica still has a chance. No, they don't. They're out. So everyone else in the group is alive. Benfica done. Really interesting group, though, is Ajax, Chelsea, Valencia.
All three teams, they're all right there.
All three teams tied at 7 points. Lille is completely out. They have won, but
should be interesting. The poor man's Lille
not advancing.
Nice.
No, Lille is done. So
he's too old for that reference.
What did you say?
It was a little Nas X reference, I believe.
What is that nonsense?
Boomer.
I laugh how Boomer is supposed to be an insult. That's like
it is.
It's a badge of honor. You know what? You call me Boomer all day. I don't care.
I'm not a fan, and I love
that's the most Boomer thing I've ever heard.
I'm not a fan of, and I love TV. I don't like when it becomes like actually something verbalized. I think it feels forced. It feels silly. Like the hot term, like yeet, okay, boomer. Like I feel like they're forced into vernacular that are not. All right,
now
there.
I really, really feel attacked because yeet is absolutely one of my top five words.
Yeah, I feel like it's not natural. No, I feel like the social.
It's kind of forced.
Yeah, it's a hot button thing. Like it's a hashtag that you're verbally saying. I don't know.
So
my thing of the day.
No,
I don't want to talk too much about Newcastle losing, but they lost to Aston Villa on Monday.
Happens.
Not great, Bob.
No, definitely
could
not.
Could be worse. Could have lost to Norwich.
Yeah, sure.
I am a bit surprised that the Wolves are all of a sudden the team on the rise. And I talked to someone the other day who really knows the game well, probably more so than me and the three of us. And his comment was...
That was kind of a hurtful thing to say.
No, it's not a dig.
It was 100% a dig.
No, it's not. No, I'm not taking a shot. I said me too.
It felt like a dig.
It felt like a dig, right?
It wasn't a dig.
He's like, talk to some guy smarter than all three of you. All three of us.
I'm just saying the guy is very knowledgeable.
He knows nothing.
He probably knows. But he brought up a really good point. Wolves started the season slow.
Yeah.
But they had to go through all these weird playoffs and qualifications in the Europa League, which it looks like they're going to advance in to the knockout stage. I think they only need 1 point and they'll get through. But they're all of a sudden up to fifth in the Premier League table.
Where's Sheffield now?
I think Sheffield is seventh. Second. I think they're seventh. No, they're sixth.
They're holding strong, though.
It is because they drew that 3-3.
Yeah.
Which was a wild game.
Yeah.
Because they were up 2-0. And everyone's like, yeah, good. Suck it, Man U. Let's go. Let's go Sheffield. Let's go Shields or Swords or whatever they're
Blades.
Called. Blades, yeah.
The Nodens.
Yeah,
may as well, right? And then all of a sudden, United ties it up and takes the lead in like the 75th minute or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they give up the goal at the end to Sheffield to draw 3-3. It was actually a pretty good game for a Sunday morning. Yeah. I mean,
it was the only game on Sunday,
It was weird because they had Monday Night Football this week.
Ba-na-na-na.
Yeah.
It was more like boom, 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 boom.
But it's crazy when you look at the top six, seven teams. I'm gonna include seventh here. What I'm guessing at this point in the season is it will change quite a bit from 5 to probably 12.
Well, I mean, you just look at the table, and the gap is only like 5 points between last and
Spurs.
Seventh.
Jose Mourinho carried them from like 14th to 7th.
Yeah,
they're currently 10th.
Oh man, never mind. They dropped back down.
Who would you?
Embarrassing.
All right, so we know Liverpool's one. We know Leicester's two. Who's three?
Chelsea?
Yeah, it's Chelsea.
City by 2 points over Chelsea.
That was the obvious one, but yeah. I thought I would go with the abstract selection.
You know, I thought it was Chelsea because before this week, Chelsea. Yeah.
So now it's Chelsea's three or four.
Chelsea's
I mean.
Four. I just said Wolves are five, Sheffield's six. Who do you think is seventh?
It's Man U now, isn't it?
Arsenal.
Burnley. Burnley
is
up.
Where is Arsenal?
Arsenal's eighth. United is ninth. Spurs are 10th.
Spurs winning the league.
He's winning the league 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty freaking wild.
There's going to be some pretty outstanding Chris Mangum Chapman games amongst that crew.
I've already got my picks for the week.
Excellent.
I mean, we could end it now. I mean, we're at 45 minutes. I don't really feel like there's too much more to talk
about. I mean, we have the J-League update. We have the Chris Mangum Chapman game and the Carson job. That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, J-League update, I can confirm to you that...
we're on the Premier League. You might as well do your Chris Mangum Chapman game.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. This week, I feel like it's pretty easy. I will go with the aforementioned Burnley. And they are playing.
Is Burnley too high now for the Chris Mangum Chapman?
Never. They're grandfathered into that role.
They could be the league leaders.
Well, I mean, there is another one. It's but it kind of goes against our rule because the rule is like it kind of has to be a mid table.
Yeah.
But Southampton is playing Watford this week.
Watford's bottom of the table.
That's 19 and 20.
Oh, wow. That's just an atrocious game. Yeah, so yeah. We're looking for firmly mediocre, much like Chris Mangum Chapman.
Firmly mediocre. I could go with, I mean, if we really...
Who's Burnley play?
They're playing Crystal Palace.
That's pretty mediocre.
Where's Palace?
13th.
That's pretty mediocre. Nah,
that's pretty good. What was the other one that you were thinking?
Man United and Aston Villa.
That's not bad. Villa's in 16th?
Villa is 15th, one spot behind Newcastle. And United is 9th. The problem with that is United has the name.
Yeah.
And also, anytime there's a close tie, it obviously goes to Burnley.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, because they are grandfathered into the rules. Yeah. So.
What's the gap separating, like, not last place, but what's the gap separating near the relegation zone to seventh?
Burnley has 18 points right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves in fifth has 19. 20th has 8. But 18th has 10.
So 8 points?
8 points, which ironically...
What about 17th?
17th is 13 points.
All right, so that's like
five.
A, yeah,
you win two matches
yeah.
well, and get some results to go your way.
Exactly. Here's the thing. These standings are going to fluctuate so much over the next couple weeks.
And 8 points really isn't that much because that's what the gap is between Liverpool and Leicester. So it seems like it's a lot, but it's really not.
Could you imagine if Leicester comes from behind to win the Premier League again?
I'm down. Geez.
Honestly, though, Sheffield's already the people's champion this year.
Yeah, they're doing well.
If they finish top four, just give them the trophy.
Yeah, I agree.
They've earned it.
So,
they're the Paul Wall of the Premier League, the people's champ.
Mm-hmm.
That was The Rock.
Also Paul Wall.
So, Asian Champions League update. Urawa Reds got smoked at home by Al-Hilal, so Al-Hilal wins the...
Shout out to Sebastian Giovinco. Forgot he was on Al-Hilal.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, I'll be damned. I'll be sure.
I think the J-League has two more weeks left.
Oh, we're coming to the end of the season.
Yes, however, a lot's already been decided.
Oh, boy.
Yokohama FC, now the leaders over Tokyo and Kashima Antlers. There will be a new champ, though, because the defending champ, two-time defending champ Kawasaki, are fourth. They cannot catch Yokohama F. Marinos, who actually played a friendly against Chelsea this year.
Weird.
The teams that we support right now, Urawa did not play this week because they had the AFC Champions League. And Nagoya Grampus drew with Seigan Tosu, who suck.
Hey, we didn't lose to
Goalless draw.
Oh, no.
However, unfortunately, my side, Shonan Belmar, they drew with FC Tokyo. So second place
team. Are they still in relegation?
They are. In fact.
Is it sealed?
No, not yet. They
we're
still
gonna have to cover J League too.
Yes.
Well, I know that the other team in Yokohama is moving up because my girlfriend's
so you might
from Yokohama.
You're gonna trade out?
No, I'm not trading. I'm sticking. So when Shonan Bellmare gets relegated, I will.
What is? Go ahead, keep talking. I'm gonna see what J League Two is actually called because I feel like it's gonna be excellent.
No, it is J League Two.
Is that just what it's called? J League Two.
I think it's called J Two League.
Weird.
Because J League is J One League. Yeah.
Also kind of weird.
So.
Too fast, too Japanese-ious.
Shonan Bellmare would need some help to escape the playoff. They do it too. The 16th place plays in the playoff. However,
it is J2 League, by the way.
They could be passed by Matsumoto Yamaga, which would put them in relegation and they would not be in the playoff. So, a lot to go through with these following 2 weeks in the J League.
The television rights to J2 League?
I think it's on DAZN, right?
DAZN.
DAZN.
We've done this 7 or 8
we do
times.
This a lot.
I know.
But how did DAZN, they were like, let's get J League 1
and
J League 2.
I would
they have a monopoly on the J League.
Like I would watch the J League, but the problem is I'm not paying for that because I don't
care
I already
about
pay
else?
For enough stuff.
That's
yeah.
fair.
I'm not going to pay whatever it is. 99.
I don't know
what
it is.
I think it's $100 a year just to watch J League games.
Oh, do you have to specifically pick stuff?
No. But I think.
Oh, that's worth the cost.
I guess, but I don't watch enough boxing to
justify. J League 1 and J League 2 though.
Both leagues
pays for the subscription right there. Yeah,
if Shonan Bellmare gets relegated to J2, I might have no choice.
Yeah. I'm gonna start watching the J League.
I think they used
somehow.
To be on ESPN Plus.
Probably.
But TV?
Yeah. Wrap it up on your movie guess. Or not movie guess, your Carson job guess.
Yep.
That's sometimes related to movies.
So that sometimes allegedly. It's suspiciously similar
and
to
Chris
plot.
Has been wrong on two of the movies so far, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't.
He's not going to get this one. All right. I believe Carson is a cartographer searching for the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, let me see.
Was a cartographer a map?
Yeah, the guy who
makes
maps.
Yeah.
Looking for the lost city of it. Is that the national treasure?
No.
The lost city of Atlantis. I don't even know.
National treasure?
Yeah, that was. I don't know what it is, but I know it's not National Treasure.
Isn't that the movie with?
Is it just? Cage? Is it called just Atlantis?
Yeah. I think it might be.
Yeah,
it's because you know what movie I'm thinking of.
It's a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. El Dorado, I think, was also an underrated cartoon, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly.
By the way, Disney Plus quality.
Yeah,
Disney Plus has some. Honestly, I haven't watched too much of it, but there seems to be some staying power as far as like.
There's
a lot to watch.
I actually question its staying power.
You think
I think
so?
I think a lot of what it gets right now is that a lot of people, like if you have Verizon or T-Mobile, you get it for free.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm watching The Mandalorian. I think it's really good. I'm excited with where they're kind of going with it.
Shout out to Baby Yoda.
Shout out. Even though it's not actually Yoda, but
shout out to the Baby Yoda looking dude.
Yeah.
But
what's his name?
I don't think anyone knows
yet. Yeah.
We don't know anyone's names yet.
What if it is Yoda? You don't know if
no,
it's Yoda?
Because,
definitely not Yoda.
It's definitely not Yoda because it's established. They've already established where we are in the timeline of things.
And he would already be an adult by this point.
Yeah. Because this is post episode 6.
Okay.
The Empire has fallen.
Maybe he's Benjamin Button. Maybe Yoda's Benjamin Button and he's getting younger with time.
But The Mandalorian, so far, pretty good.
See, now, it is good, but yeah, I think you may be right, because I think initially they're going to get a ton of subscribers.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to add a lot of content. Like, they're going to have to add, I think, stuff from ABC, which they own.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's going to be a lot of old stuff that we know.
Which I like.
But are they going to be pushing original content? Are we going to get more than just The Mandalorian? Okay, now that I think about it, yeah, we're going to get all the Marvel stuff. So I think that's where a lot of their staying power is going to have to come from. But I feel like they need a little more diversity.
I hope they just randomly acquire like movies from the past.
Well, they pretty much own everything now.
Yeah,
they own
at
Fox.
At this point.
They need
they
to
own
get a
ABC.
Fievel. I want a Fievel live action movie.
American Tail. Fievel Goes West.
Fievel Goes East.
East, yeah.
Fievel Goes to Harlem.
Nice. All right. That's going to do it for us. This is the Other Football Podcast. Tell people where they can find us.
Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, BGN.FM. Shout out to Roughneck Scars.
The Jersey of Brooklyn Italians.
I was about to say soon to be the Jersey of Brooklyn Italians.
LVSportsNetwork.com. On Twitter, at Other Football Pod, at Carson Namerk.
At Magnum702.
At TV at Work.
All right, we are out. We'll talk to you next week where it's very likely my J League team is relegated.
We'll pour some out.
Yes, we'll pour out some liquor for Shonan Belmar. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, happy Thanksgiving
for anyone who doesn't hate the holiday.
Who doesn't think it's a trash holiday. Peace.